Ramsey TV.
Some people don't think the Antichrist is real. They think it's a figure of speech for the evil within us all. Well, some of these people are probably some of the same people who think that Satan's not real. I've heard that even from some believers. A couple of people on this channel, I think, believe that Satan is just a metaphor for evil. Well, if that's the case, what's to stop Jesus Christ from being a metaphor for good? If Satan didn't really exist, then why would Jesus Christ really need to exist? They're all just metaphors. Well, we had two metaphors speaking to one another when Jesus confronted Satan in the wilderness and was tempted after 40 days of fasting. Do you remember that one? Oh, yes. Satan loves it when people don't think he exists. This is the kind of thing that happens when we don't follow the law of language, a rule of scriptural interpretation, which is literal, if possible. If it's not possible, only then will we revert to a figure of speech. This is Martin Zunder. You are at MZTV. Welcome to the show. Going to do a little bit about the Antichrist today. Someone sent me an electrifying one-minute video of DJT. Yeah, the orange guy. Going to speak in code. I think I'm safe on this show talking about what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to be careful. I see more than ever that this guy is the number one candidate for the man of lawlessness, otherwise known as the Antichrist. I'm going to show you this video. It's astounding. I got tears in my eyes when I saw it. I'm going to tell you what I think happened the first time and why there's going to be a second time. I got a verse that kind of is pretty interesting in that it backs this thinking up. Or if you don't want to split your infinitives, it backs up this thinking. Is that in a split infinitive? I don't know. I miss all those English classes. I just know how to write. I just don't know the rules. I'm a rebel. I don't follow any rules most of the time. So the Antichrist is an actual person. And the reason some people don't believe it is that, once again, they are trapped by God, trapped in their own cleverness. They think that it's just too obvious that it's going to be a cartoon show like Superman and Lex Luthor, like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. They think that, you know, Christ against Antichrist, it's just too cartoonish. It's too James Bondish for some people's superior wisdom. And so once again, those who are wise in their own estimation are trapped by God, because yes, there is a battle between good and evil, but the ultimate battle was already fought on the cross between Christ and Satan. So no worries about that. But the plan of the eons has to unfold on the earth. And the next big thing that's going to happen is God's going to take up with Israel again. We know that. And there's a great tribulation coming. And in the middle of the tribulation, there is a man that rises up from the human race to become great and to become a false white horse rider, but who is fatally wounded, but then comes back to life miraculously and is at that time inhabited by a demonic spirit. And it is no longer the person, it is the demonic spirit animating the body. I know, crazy stuff. That's too, what is it? It's too fantastic for some people. I don't know, the snatching away might be too fantastic for some people. But we're looking at a time period in the Aeonian history here that is singular. Stuff like this has never happened before. Isn't that funny? That's the argument. Well, it's never happened before. Yeah, that's right. It's never happened before. Until it happens. That's exactly what the scoffers said, according to Peter. Things have gone the same as they have since the beginning of time. No, that's not true. Lots of big stuff happened. You people in your own wisdom, not you people, but the people, the scoffers of Peter's day in their own wisdom, they were unaware of the disruption of the world. And apparently they forgot about the flood of Noah. I don't know what these people's problem was, but we get lulled to sleep because things go every day the same. And we get lulled to sleep thinking they're going to continue to go that way. But they are most decidedly not going to continue that way. And I, for one, am thrilled to report to you, and this helps me, that things are not going to keep going in this mundane, pedestrian, boring pattern, psyche-killing rut. I said earlier that I like my ruts. I take it back. I can't wait to get out of this rut called Life in Eon 3, and things are going to change rapidly. And the stage is now being set, I believe, for the rise of the man of lawlessness, or the Antichrist. And for those who are new viewers to the show, I must tell you this, a very important thing to know. The word anti in the Greek does not mean against. In English, we think of it as against. Anti-abortion, you're against abortion, obviously. Anti-MZTV, what? Does that exist? I think it does in some circles. You're against MZTV. But no, in the Greek, anti means instead of. Look it up. Anti means instead of. So the Antichrist is not against Christ. Oh no, that would be too obvious. The Antichrist is instead of Christ. That is, the Antichrist, being presented in the book of Revelation as a white horse rider, will do the things that we all want Christ to do. Anybody with any modicum of decency will applaud the man of lawlessness when he comes on the scene, because like Satan himself, he will be a minister of righteousness. Satan disguises himself today as a messenger of light, and his ministers as dispensers of righteousness, false prophets, false apostles. And so when you're looking for the Antichrist, again, you can't look for someone obviously evil who said, I hate Christ, I'm against Christ. No, it will be, to most human beings, an acceptable substitute for Christ. Some people will think it is Christ. The Israel types, for instance, they'll buy into it. The Christians will totally buy into it. You and I, we will applaud the things that the man of lawlessness will do, because he will bring law and order back to this world. And the world right now is in the grasp of this idiotic W-O-K-E philosophy. It's supernaturally stupid. And it's hard to define it. It's definitely political correctness. It's people who, like sheep, like blind followers of the blind, they believe whatever insanity their leaders tell them. There's so many phrases I want to use, but I can't because of the platform that I'm on. But let me just say that the current administration in the United States is wrecking a great country. But it's being done purposely by them. But it's also being done purposely by God. And there are certainly wars and rumors of wars. And it is the result of weak leaders. We have a leader here in my country who, as one person described him, a rotting bag of oatmeal. Perfect description of our leader. And in many portions of the world, South Africa, many South American countries, there is a demonic push toward a political system that would have only two classes, the elites and the rest. No middle class. This is the goal of any repressive regime, any totalitarian government. There is a ruling class, and then there's everybody else, the serfs, the slaves. People think it can't happen here. Oh, but it can, and it's happening now. But the people hoping to bring this to the earth, they don't need to do it anymore by armies. They influence our culture by various means. They infiltrate the educational system, the entertainment world, and they poison the minds that way. They own media, they own film, they own music, and so this saturates the people, the sheep, the weak-minded, who are blown about with the wind. They're spineless. They have no moral or intellectual rigidity. They just go with the flow. And that is happening worldwide. But there is one, only one. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one man that the people trying to bring about this totalitarian order, there's only one man they fear. Only one. And that man is DJT. And they will do absolutely anything, to the point almost of self-destruction, to destroy this man. You saw what they did the first time he was around. Just pulling out every dirty trick to get rid of him. One of my friends told me, well, that guy, he's also in the system. He's also part of the club. DJT is one of the elites who is, in a very tricky way, I admit, Martin, very tricky way, who is one of them, like a double agent who's posing as a good guy to reform the system, break the back of the totalitarians, but he's just one of them. Are you kidding me? No, this man is a complete anomaly. He's the only guy that ever ran for the highest office in this land who didn't need the job, who wasn't doing it for the money, who already had all the power that he wanted. Not exactly true. There was one little piece of power that he wanted. But strangely, and I mean very, very strangely, and you may call me naive, and people are going to disagree with me. That's okay. It's not really okay. Stop it. Stop disagreeing with me. This makes sense. Just listen. Listen. This guy really wanted to bring nationalism back. To not make this nation a part of a conglomerate of nations, a union of nations that would bow to the behest of the United Nations and other world bodies. No, but would stand independently, one among many, e pluribus unum. The guy hugged the flag. Some people think that was a photo op. It wasn't. The guy is genuine. Now, in my opinion, sometimes does some stupid things. Yeah. Some people didn't like his mean tweets. Do you prefer a mushroom cloud? Well, there's a big mushroom cloud over there, but at least we don't have any more mean tweets. Well, it was so mean. But there's a mushroom cloud over there. Yeah, but there's no more mean tweets. We're on the brink of war. As I speak to you. Rumors of wars. World War III? Anybody up for that? Actually, I am. I'm not afraid of nuclear holocaust. I would, this sounds terrible, but I'm going to say it because I'm just honest. I want this crap to be over so bad. It's like, if I knew that a nuclear warhead was heading for the U.S., I would hope that it would land right in Fort Lauderdale, right downtown at the corner of Las Olas and 3rd Avenue. That would be, and then if I knew that that was the ground zero, I would run, put on my running gear, or if I couldn't make it soon enough, I'd just hop in my car and just like, yeah, bring it on. Land on my head. Yeah, that's what I think about this eon. So ready for it to be over. But the man of lawlessness is a conqueror. The man of lawlessness comes to deliver us from war. Did you notice this? The first time the guy was around, there were no wars. Why? Because he was a tough guy. Our enemies saw him as half crazy. They didn't know what he was going to do. That's what we want. He talked tough, and he backed it up. He didn't draw lines in the sand and then let people play beach volleyball over the lines in the sand. No, he meant it. People were scared of the guy. That's because he was so mean. All right, so what? It's good. It's good. I believe the doctrine in politics of peace through strength. Dictator types don't respond to peace treaties. Just ask Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister before Winston Churchill, who appeased Adolf Hitler. It's fine. I got him to sign a peace treaty. Old Dolph signed the paper. We're all in good shape, gentlemen. How'd that go? No, these people only respond to threats and big sticks. That's what we want. I'm speaking completely politically. I know that the man of lawlessness has to eventually become, or I should say, the white horse rider who's going to eliminate war, bring prosperity back, bring peace back, bring common freaking sense back to the world, is also going to turn into the man of lawlessness. I'm good with that. People ask me all the time, you like DJT, but you say he's going to be the Antichrist? How can you like the Antichrist? I love the Antichrist. I love the Antichrist. I want this to happen. Because this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the birth pangs that produces the little baby, the 1,000-year kingdom. Why wouldn't you want it? In that sense, I love it. I want it to happen. I want it to hurry up. And the first part of the work of this man of lawlessness will be, again, to do good things that I and you would like to see. And I remind you again, I've said this before, but the Christian world has to line up for this man. And by the way, it's not the woman of lawlessness. I'm sorry. It's a man. No prejudice against women. No woman hating going on here. I'm sorry if anyone's offended that I don't think that a woman could be the Antichrist. I'm not saying women aren't capable of being an Antichrist. Of course, I'll give women all the credit in the world for that. They're all capable of being Antichrist. Well, not all of them, but I've known a couple. No, it's a man of lawlessness. And I know that when this man steps back onto the world stage, that it's game on. I want game on. I think I'm going to whet your appetite a little bit. I think I'm going to leave you hanging. I'm looking at my time. I got more to say. I'm going to save this video for tomorrow. This is shockingly great. And that video actually ties in with a verse from the unveiling of Jesus Christ. I've mentioned it before in passing. But tomorrow, I'm going to do a bit of a deep dive on it. And everything, everywhere, points to this being the crucible of the last days of this eon. When most people hear last days, they scoff. Not you, but they scoff. They got this crazy idea like the Mayan prophecies from 2012 that the world's going to end. And people think that when the world ends, it's going to just be a mass darkness and everything's going to be extinct. No, it's just an end of one thing. It's the end of a wicked eon and the beginning of a new eon. And the sign, the celestial sign, I was just talking to my son Gabe about this. The celestial sign of September 23rd, 2017 was real. I know some people thought that was going to be the snatching away. See, I thought it could be, but I wasn't convinced because it was an Israel thing. That's why I didn't think it was a snatching away. Because for those who think that the snatching away depends on Israel signs, I need to tell you again and again that it does not. It does not. We can be snatched away anytime. I'm not pre-trib. I'm not pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. I'm anytime. I'm forget the trib. I'm trib doesn't matter. The only way it matters is that we can't be snatched away after it. We have to be snatched away before. At the latest is before the indignation starts in the middle of that last 7 years. Some people think that that is when it's going to happen. We're not tied to it. We're not tied to times and seasons. We're tied to an evangel that does not depend on signs or seasons. So that's why we can look up every day in expectation. Every day. Somebody commented on my video saying that they don't think we're going to be here for 11 more years. And somebody said, I can't take it down here for another 11 years. I hear you. But there's no way anyone could know that, for one thing. Because, as I said, Paul presented the snatching away as a current help, as a means of comforting one another, a word of comfort, a word of expectation. And the great expectation is that it can happen anytime. So, the Antichrist is going to act instead of Christ. The Antichrist is going to be a hero. We are going to like the Antichrist for two reasons. The first reason is that he's going to do things politically that we will all like and that the world will like. Second reason is that we know this man will then be inhabited by a demonic spirit. It will no longer be the man. It will be the beast proper, an evil spirit known as the beast. And then it's game on. And that's the latest time that we can be snatched away. So tomorrow, I'm going to show you a video that's going to blow your mind, and I'm going to show you a scripture that's going to blow your mind. And we're going to talk in a little more detail about what will precede the return of this individual, and more importantly, what will follow it.